This meeting is now being recorded.
Welcome, everyone, to the Cross-Community Working Group on Enhancing ICANN Accountability Workstream 2 Human Rights Subgroup on April 4, 1900 UTC. This is our 27th meeting where we have planned to do a second reading of our document. So I'd like to start off with the administrivia. Could you please make yourself known if you are on the audio bridge and not in the Adobe Connect room, so that the ICANN staff can take the roll call from the Adobe Connect room and also get you in there. That's perfect. So we have got a notice, apologies from Tatiana Tropina, who is traveling, and Anne Eichmann-Scalise and Greg Shaitan will be delayed in their participation. Does anyone have an update on their statement of interest? No? Does anyone have an update or a suggestion for the agenda? Oh, David is very correct. Paul Toomey also sent his apologies, indeed, and wished us good luck with our second readings. Thanks for adding that, David. So if there are no additions to the agenda, we can go right into the meat of our meeting today, for which we have an hour, and I hope we can get this done so we can submit our documents to the plenary and we can discuss this in the plenary meeting next week. So I propose we go ahead. I can start. Could you pull up the document? Excellent. Thank you very much. So let's do this, and do this paragraph by paragraph. You can find the text in the email I shared with the group in the Adobe Connect room, as well as in the Google Doc, which I'll share the link right here in the chat. Here we'll go. We'll start with the preamble, and that's the first paragraph. The following part of the document addresses the considerations listed in paragraph 4 of Annex 12 of the CCWG Accountability Final Report. That was paragraph 1. I see no comments. Then we continue with the next consideration. The consideration is consider which specific human rights conventions or other instruments, if any, should be used by ICANN in interpreting and implementing the human rights bylaw. So here we go with the consideration. ICANN, as a non-state private entity, is not a party to any human rights declaration, convention, or instrument. However, ICANN, the community, and the organization could refer to any of the widely adopted human rights declarations, conventions, and other instruments while taking human rights into account in its policies and operations. It should be noted that the bylaw was not written with one specific human rights declaration, convention, or other instrument in mind. I see no concerns or comments on that. So let's continue to the next paragraph. With regards to the UN Guiding Principles for Business and Human Rights, no consensus was reached as to their suitability for interpreting the core value. However, with regards to the implementation of the core value, certain aspects of the UN Guiding Principles for Business and Human Rights could be considered as a useful guide in the process of applying the human rights core value. There are certain guiding principles that may not be suitable for ICANN and others that might be applicable, depending on the circumstances. However, it is beyond the scope of this document to provide a detailed analysis of the guiding principles and their application, or not, in particular situations. In any case, a conflict between any guiding principle and an ICANN bylaw provision or article of incorporation must be resolved in favor of the bylaw or article. The use of the guiding principles is carefully considered by each SO and AC, as well as ICANN, the organization. I see no hands, cue, comments, or suggestions. So that means we'll continue to the next consideration. And the next consideration that we were asked to reflect on is the policies and frameworks, if any, that ICANN needs to develop or enhance in order to fulfill its commitment to respect human rights. Here we go. In order to put the human rights core value into practice, ICANN, the community, as well as the organization, will need to consider how to reflect this core value in their policy and operational processes. Each SO and AC should take the core value into consideration in its policy development or advisory role. It is up to each SO and AC and ICANN, the organization, to develop their own policies and frameworks to fulfill this core value. In doing so, the SOs and ACs as take into account the requirements to balance the core values. So far, so good. So I'm continuing with the next. Used in this sentence is not quite appropriate in the context of interpreting the human rights core value. There is a different section of the bylaws that sets forth ICANN's commitments, section 1.2a, and the core values, such as the human rights core value, are distinguished from the commitments. The bylaws state that in performing its mission, ICANN will act in a manner that respects ICANN core value, section 1.2, that core value should also guide the decisions and actions of ICANN, section 1.2b, and note that the specific way in which core values are applied individually and collectively to any given situation may depend on many factors that cannot be fully anticipated or enumerated, section 1.2c. Section 1.2c goes on to note perfect fidelity to all core values simultaneously may not always be possible, and that where one core value must be balanced with another, the result must serve a policy developed through the bottom-up multi-stakeholder process or otherwise best serve ICANN's mission. As such, it would be more accurate to say that ICANN, the organization and community, have an obligation to respect and be guided by the human rights core value as balanced with other core values where appropriate. A particular human right should not be considered in isolation. So it should be a particular human right should not be considered in isolation, since they are universal, indivisible, interdependent, and interrelated. David, my colleague's hand is up. David, please come in.
Niels, thank you. It's David McCauley speaking for the record. I just wanted to mention, it hasn't happened in the last 2 minutes or so, but you were cutting out a little bit earlier, and also I'll note that I'm having some Adobe problems, not the connection, but just a few problems, but I think maybe they'll be resolved in a minute or so. But anyway, thank you.
Thank you very much, David. I also noted a small typo in the end of this part, and I proposed a text to address that in the chat so that it reads, a particular human right should not be considered in isolation, since human rights are universal, indivisible, interdependent, and interrelated. So now that should read well. So seeing no issues, no hands, no commitments with there, and hope I'm not cutting in or out anymore, we'll continue to the next consideration. And the next consideration is, consistent with ICANN's existing processes and protocols, consider how these new frameworks should be discussed and drafted to ensure broad multi-stakeholder involvement in the process. Here we go. The methods for developing any new policies or frameworks that may be needed to apply the human rights core value will be dictated by the type of policy and how ICANN, the organization, and the community develop those policies. Next paragraph. For example, developing and recommending to the board substantive policies relating to generic top-level domains, bylaws 11.1, is the responsibility of the GNSO. And any new or revised policies or frameworks, including any changes to the GNSO policy development process, should be developed by the GNSO using that organization's policy and processes. The GNSO's policy development processes provide for multi-stakeholder involvement in working groups developing these policies and for public comment on any recommendations. Similarly, developing and recommending to the board global policies related to country code top-level domains, bylaw section 10.1a, is the responsibility of the country code name supporting organization, CCNSO. Any new or revised policies or frameworks, including any changes to the CCNSO policy development process, should be developed by the CCNSO using that organization's policy and processes. Going to the next paragraph. Oh, I see Cavus' hand is up. Cavus, please come in.
Could you go back to the beginning of this text of this paragraph, the method to develop?
Yes, we're going back to the paragraph. What is your comment, Cavus?
I don't believe that it is right to mention the method we are developing any new policy. I simply say that the development of any new policy or framework without reference to method, because there is no method. We just develop something. So I don't think that the word method is necessary. We should start saying that the development of any new policy or framework. Thank you.
I am having a bit of problems hearing your audio, Cavus. It sounds a bit muffled.
I repeat. Okay. Do you hear me now?
I hear you, but not very clearly. But I think you should
I think the line from Kukumban is a perfect line, so I don't think that there is a problem. I suggest that at the beginning of the paragraph, we delete method and continue the development of any new policy or so on and so forth. So we delete the word method for starting the development of any new policy or policies or framework. That is my suggestion. If you can't hear that, I can put it in the chat.
Cavus, I put the new text as suggested by you in the chat, and I would have no problems with that, especially
okay.
It makes it clearer. We drop
just
words.
Give me 1 minute, please. I will put it in the chat. 1 minute.
So it now reads the development of any new, it should be of any new policies.
Yeah, I put it in the chat now.
Yes, perfect. So it reads the development of any new policies or frameworks that may be needed to apply the human rights core value will be dictated by the type of policy and how ICANN, the organization, and the community develop those policies. Sounds fine with me. And I see no other comments. Great. Everyone seems fine with it. So now we continue with the part under CCNSO, so the part on the ASO. And let me continue here. The review and development of recommendations on Internet Protocol Address Policy is the responsibility of the address supporting organization. The ASO does not have a similar formal PDP to the CCNSO and GNSO. Nonetheless, ASO should consider how to apply the human rights core value. Then continuing, when developing corporate or operational policies and executing its operations, ICANN, the organization, should take the human rights core value into account. In order to do so, ICANN, the organization, should propose a framework which should include multi-stakeholder involvement in its development and regular review.
Comment.
I see Cavus' hand is up. Cavus, please come in.
Yes, just a clarification. ICANN should propose. To propose to whom? When you say propose, you need an entity to receive the proposal, or perhaps you say develop instead of propose. So just the word propose. You need to replace it by something, or you need to say proposing to whom. So I suggest that you replace the propose to develop.
Okay. So let's do it like this. If we change propose into develop, and then we remove in its development later, then the sentence becomes as follows. In order to do so, ICANN, the organization, should develop a framework which should include multi-stakeholder involvement and regular review. David has a comment, and Andrew has his hands up. Andrew, please come in.
Yes, I think I was going to agree with Cavus. I think that if you're promoting a framework, then you're promoting it just to someone. If we're developing it, if we're developing it, it's kind of in a vacuum. So the question is whether or not people are going to actually use it, or whether there are any responsibilities. Can we propose it to the community broadly? Is that enough?
Okay, that would also work. So let me should propose a framework to the community.
That sounds good for me. No problem.
Okay, so then we have the text as follows. I'm pasting it in the text. In order to do so, ICANN, the organization, should propose a framework to the community which should include multi-stakeholder involvement in its development and regular review. I see a green tick from Cheryl. David McCauley says it sounds good. Cavus, is that a new hand or an old hand?
Old hand.
Okay. And I think Cavus said that was also okay. So if that is okay,
yes.
Perfect. So let's continue to the next consideration. This is going great so far. So the next consideration is, consider how the interpretation and implementation of this bylaw will interact with existing and future ICANN policies and procedures. Here we go. The interpretation of the human rights core value. My screen jumped for a moment. I'm sorry, I'll start from the top. The development of... The interpretation of the human rights core value should be driven by the framework of interpretation. It is expected that the core value will be taken into account when future ICANN policies and procedures are developed and interpreted in accordance with the framework of interpretation. Supporting organizations could consider defining and incorporating human rights impact assessments in their respective policy development process. Human rights impact assessments should not consider particular human rights in isolation, since they are universal, indivisible, interdependent, and interrelated. Given the interrelated nature of core values, the supporting organization could also consider other core values as part of the balancing required by the bylaws. Advisory committees could also consider similar measures defining and incorporating HRIAs in their respective processes. When examining its operations, ICANN, the organization, could also consider instruments such as human rights impact assessments to assess their impact on human rights. However, this is up to ICANN, the organization, to develop and implement. The result of such human rights impact assessments should be reflected in ICANN's annual reporting. I see no comments. And then we are at the last consideration, that is, consider what effect, if any, this bylaw will have on ICANN's consideration of advice given by the Governmental Advisory Committee. And there we go. ICANN's mission, commitments, and core values, including the human rights core value, should be taken into account by the SOs and ACs. And ICANN, the organization, when considering policy matters. The board will need to take into account ICANN's mission, commitments, and core values, including the human rights core value, in all matters before the board, which also includes advice given by the GAC. I see Cavus hand is up. Cavus, please come in.
David, you remember that since long, long time, I have had difficulty with this paragraph. However, thinking over several times, I found that perhaps we should leave it as it is. It is not perfect. It is not the balance, but perhaps we can do better than this. So I just want to come back to what I said, and you asked me to put something in the mailing list, but after reviewing several times, I thought that that is the maximum that we can do. And even if we are not 100% satisfied, but that is to the best of our understanding and knowledge. So I don't propose any further changes to this. Thank you.
That is very generous of you, Cavus. That's great. Thanks so much. So this concludes the second reading of our document. And with that, this also concludes a big part of our work. So if you will all allow me, I will merge this document with the framework of interpretation, and I will send it to the CCWG plenary for review and for two readings. Cavus, please come in.
Yes, no problem. Thank you very much. I think this document reflects the consensus at the level of the group. However, if in the plenary, there are proposals, I think the first thing that you as a chair or rapporteur and other participants to this group need to take into account this consensus and not easily abide for any major changes. Because if they start to change, we may change many, many things. We have read this document more than 10 times. So the bitter experience that I have from SOAC accountability, we have agreed on something, and at the level of the plenary, someone proposed the deletion of one word, which we have agreed in consensus. And easily, the meeting was pushed that they agreed to that. No problem that people openly explain their positions and argue that we need to have consensus on any changes to your document, because this document reflects the consensus of the group. Any modification to this consensus requires the consensus of the whole group, but not only the issue that's raised by one or two people. So we need to have consensus on any changes. So that is you have to kindly bring to the attention of the co-chair of the plenary of the CCWG. So we are not prepared to accept any changes without having consensus. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cavus. And I think we indeed have we have done quite some work on this, and I think we can be very proud that jointly we reached full consensus on both the FOI and this work. And it is up to us to all to defend it in the plenary. But because we had such broad participation, I think we will have a good chance. And I think everyone in this subgroup also feels very invested in this. So I have good faith for that process. So that concludes the second point on our agenda. That leaves us for the third point. Any other business? Cavus, please come in.
Yes, I think you are under any other business, but perhaps we should take it as a general business. We have completed this so-called very difficult, complex, and delicate task. And first of all, thank you very much, Neil, for all your efforts, infatigable efforts, your patience, your competence, and your hard work. And thanks to all distinguished colleagues, including or in particular the drafting team or teams that they have contributed. However, we should, at last but not least, express our thanks to the secretariat, to Bernie, to Brenda, and to Karen, that they have been with us making a lot of these changes, a lot of these documents available, transcripts, and record or notes and so on and so forth. So we would like that when you present the document in the plenary, you kindly express or convey the appreciation of the group to the plenary of these three very infatigable and devoted persons. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cavus. And I can do nothing more than plus one that and thank the staff and thank the group, thank everyone for their constructive position. But we're not done. This goes to the plenary, and if the plenary agrees, it will go to public comments. Then we will need to review the public comments together and consider whether any amendments need to be made. So I'm greatly looking forward to continuing that work with you and continuing that work in the plenary. I see there are no other points. So on that happy note, I'd like to end our meeting here. And thank you all very much. I'll see you in the plenary. And I think we can also carefully bracket our following meetings, because the following work will be in the plenary after in the public comment, after the public comment period. So I'll ask the staff to, for the intermediate period, cancel the planned meetings of the human rights subgroup unless something comes up, and then we'll call for new subgroup meetings. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Anne?
This is Bernie. The meeting has just concluded.
I see. Were there any changes to the document?